talking with Don Arms, Representative Arms. Let's talk a little bit about 3202. It continues to be a source of some controversy, at least raised on the folks that do not want to see it pass. It's already, of course, through the House, waiting on floor action in the Senate, but yet we've got some veterinarians in the state that continue to raise the drug issue question. They did so in a major newspaper in the state, full page ad. They're calling it a drug authorization bill.
Well, Ron, you know, the fallacy behind that whole thing is the fact that, you know, those drugs that they're talking about, ketamine, for instance, ketamine is a controlled dangerous substance. None of the guys that we're talking about, whether they're in reproductive work or whether they're in teeth floating, they're not using ketamine. Ketamine is what they call the date rape drug. It's ridiculous to suggest that ketamine is even a drug we're talking about. You geld stallions with ketamine. You have to put them completely on the ground, you know, and that drug, yeah, that could be a dangerous drug, but I'm telling you, the drugs we're talking about are acepromazine, rompum, things like that, mild sedatives for the teeth floating, things like luteolice for reproduction, for synchronizing heifers or getting recip cows ready to go. I mean, it's just, these are common ag drugs, and you and I, as producers, can walk into a vet with a valid VCPR and get these drugs with zero training. That vet doesn't even know if we know how to give an injection, and yet they can hand that drug to us, but yet we don't want this group of trained laymen out here that know what they're doing. We sure don't want them to have this drug. It goes right back to the vets don't want anybody in their playground. They want to make the legislature say, you have to come to me for these things. You can't go to a layman. In the large animal business in Oklahoma, we're tired of not having enough vets out there. It's not the vet's fault. It's a thing that's evolved, but we really need practitioners out there, and we're finding some ways to get it done, and that's what's going on here.
Now, the language of the bill seems to give quite a bit of control. In other words, there has to be a fair amount of sign off. There has to be a relationship between the cattle owner or the horse owner and that veterinarian, and there's some then responsibilities put on those teeth floaters.
Absolutely. These guys have to be trained, or you have to be, if you're grandfathered in, you have to have a vet willing to sign off and say, this guy's a good teeth floater. Honestly, Ron, when this thing goes away, when this thing is passed, and we're going to pass this bill, when this thing's done, everybody's going to go back to work, and you're going to see, and I want you all to remember this and write this on the wall on your calendar or whatever, this will not end the world. This will probably help large animal people in Oklahoma get service. It's not going to put vets out of business like they're saying. I'm really getting a little tired of hearing that, but that's what we're hearing.
Now, you had indicated some time ago that you were able to work out a compromise between the parties that you got them to sign off on literally, and we're kind of neglecting that.
We're neglecting that a lot. We had a signed agreement between Farm Bureau, the Teeth Floaters Coalition and their lobbyist, and the lobbyist that was representing the Oklahoma Vet Association. I made them come in my office. I said, you guys sit down, get the language worked out. I want a piece of paper signed saying everybody agrees. We did that. I have a copy of the original. It's in a vault. But anyway, we actually had a signed agreement, and we proceeded with the bill. And all we're getting is trouble from the guys that are still mad about it, and that's what it really is.
What's going to happen to you as far as what are you hearing from the Senate side?
I think the fact that this ad ran, I think it solidified the vote in the Senate. I think it really made a lot of senators mad. I think it was a political, an absolute political bungle, and that's not my, you know, I'm not here to beat them up, although I've been beat up quite a bit over this deal, as you might imagine. But, you know, the big thing to remember is there is tons of checks and balances, and you tried to get me to that question a while ago. You know, there's a lot of checks and balances in this bill. There's you know, these guys that are floating teeth have got to go get certification. All these different things have got to happen. You still have to have – you can't go get these drugs without a valid VCPR from your vet. We have not opened this drug deal, and I'm a little – personally a little offended of the misinformation that's being floated out there because it's not true.